Crime in the Bay Area and across California has attracted national attention in recent months. The recall of San Francisco District Attorney Chesa Boudin shined a spotlight on the debate over how to increase community safety, prevent criminals from reoffending, and protect victims. All this week, we'll be taking a look at the innovative approach of an East Bay nonprofit called the Ahimsa Collective. Warning, references to violence in these stories may be upsetting to some listeners. And in the first of this series of special reports, KCBS's Kathy Novak takes us on a journey with a group of survivors of crime.
This road leads to a place that most people will never see. Patty O'Reilly has driven hours from Sonoma to share the story of how she lost her husband almost 20 years ago.
In that circle, it's a very deep sharing, and even after 6 months, people really didn't want me to be crying around them anymore.
So she has come to an unlikely spot for support. This is Correctional Training Facility, better known as Soledad State Prison.
I'm Patty. On April 19th of 2004, my husband Danny was hit and killed by a drunk driver.
She's part of the Empathize program, where survivors of crime sit in a circle with people who are serving long prison sentences for committing similar crimes.
This is us. This is my daughter, Emily, and I.
Ello Dowd's daughter, Emily, was also killed by a drunk driver. And for at least an hour each, Elle and Patty share their stories with about 25 incarcerated men hanging on their every word.
It was his seventh DUI. He'd already served 2 5-year terms for felony DUI, which means he probably hurt other people.
I hated him. Thought he should be locked up forever.
The idea is to show these men the real impacts of their actions, including on people they might not have considered, like Patty's children.
She said her daddy had a smooth takeoff to heaven.
She brought a card that one of them made for the man who killed their father.
She says, "Dear Mr. Albertson, today is the 16th of August, and I will be 10 years old on September 1st. I just want to make sure you know that I forgive you."
Patty forgave him too, not for him, but for herself and her children.
I could just feel this venom and poison in me. And I knew that if I didn't forgive him, that poison wasn't going to harm Mike Albertson, it was going to harm my daughters.
As for Elle, she had questions, especially because her own family struggles with alcohol abuse.
And I knew that this man who'd done this thing, if he had 7 offenses, that meant that he'd had some kind of significant trauma in his life. And I wanted to know what that was. I wanted to know about him.
And eventually she went to meet him in person at San Quentin State Prison.
And he was hunkered down and he couldn't look at me. And I walked over to him and I gave him a hug, and he cried on my shoulder. He cried on my shoulder.
Then they talked for 5 hours.
He was a monster for a long time, and I felt great anger towards him. And then to see him and to be with him and to hear his story, he was not a monster. He was just a wounded, broken human being who was trying to deal with pain that was a horrible pain.
And a lot of the men in this circle can relate.
That's so devastating to hear, too, that I caused that to a family as well.
When I was out there in the streets, I was no different. I mean, I was drinking, I was driving, I was living a responsible life, not caring for anything in the world. Not even myself, no one. And I know I harmed a lot of people.
In the next part of this series, an extraordinary story of survival.
If I didn't get out of the car, I was probably going to be killed.
And what it means to see the human faces of harm inside a prison.
It's like a day of reckoning, like a day of being accountable.
At Soledad State Prison, Kathy Novak, KCBS.